Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
It's just after 10 past 5 and we do this every day with Christelle. We explain well. Christelle, I wish that I had never heard the words Lady R ever in my life. This is actually making me very stressed. Of all of the things that we've got going on in South Africa at the moment, the way that the world at large now perceives our little... I don't know what you want to call it, situation
with Lady R.
Lady R and her makers. It's a problem.
It really is. So, Jana, and I think by now we've heard a bit of the background. We've had a lot of analysis on this, on were there weapons on Lady R, which is this Russian vessel which docked in South African waters. pardon me, it seems something was offloaded, probably not loaded onto the vessel, but it's clear as mud, quite frankly. And I think it links with a bigger international picture. I think it's right in terms of that it has to do, more to do, with our betrekkingen internationaal.
Yeah.
So, vandaag hier die president in sy weeklikse skrywe gesê Suid-Afrika is onafhanklik. It literally, the headline is South Africa will not take sides in a contest between global powers.
Which, cool, I get it. If you're a mouse, don't go and stand between the two elephants having a fight. But also, you have yourself to look out for.
Yeah.
You can't sit there and, you know, be the mouse and create the impression in one of the elephant's head that you're on the team of the other elephants. Like, that doesn't work. That doesn't help you as the mouse.
Yeah. Also, if you are the mouse and you send one of your little mice heads of the military to the other side to go and have a conversation about cooperation, that means you're not sitting on the fence. You are either on the one side of the fence or you're the other side.
That's a thing, by the way, today. Our army general dude is in Moscow as we speak, having a meeting. Which doesn't look good. And then there's the drama with this warship, because we know it arrived in South Africa and unloaded some things, and then we don't know what it went back with. Also, I found out today, they turned the transponder off for a period, which is illegal, right? There's a thing that beeps on the ship that tells you where the ship is and what the ship is doing, and you're not allowed to turn it off according to law. And they turned it off, and then they loaded it up, and then it left, and we don't know what was on it.
Yeah.
And there's no good look there, right? Because either the government doesn't know what they loaded on the boat, or they do know what they loaded on the boat, but they're not going to tell us.
Yeah.
And either you can't not know. Like, that's a worse look for me.
Yes. The other thing also that is problematic for me is, apparently, according to reports, America has been trying to have a conversation about this whole thing with us. It's not just that they found out last week and now it's news. This has been something that has been brewing, that the US has wanted to engage with us on the topic, and we've left them on red. Like, nobody has contacted them or like made any kind of statement with regards to, aside from what our president said last week.
Look, yeah, and the thing is, so that argument of we're not picking sides, the reality is that, and this is certainly what America would say, they would put forward that if you don't pick a side,
you're picking,
then you
a side.
Already have. Yeah, if you don't speak out against something, it means you're speaking for it. At the same time, we have other developments happening. For example, the talks around a BRICS currency and breaking away potentially from the dollar and creating, so the BRICS grouping, now perhaps it rings in a different way, it's Brazil, Russia, China, India, South Africa that make up the BRICS grouping, who are open to discussions, the way the minister said, on establishing their own independent currency, not pegged to the dollar.
Yeah.
We also, yes, have America for some time saying that we have imposed sanctions on Russia related to the invasion of Ukraine and the war. We have to call it what it is. It's a war. And we need those aligned with us to take a similar position, and it could potentially have financial implications for those who don't. So here is Stormbrui in die stof gaan nie lê nie.
And yeah, it's not over by a long shot. We have a lot of conversations still to have about this, and a lot of people still to say a lot of things before the truth will eventually come out. But it's not clever being a mouse and leaving people on blue ticks.
Mm-mm.
It's not a good idea. You're stressing Roz out.
The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.